I'm Marco Werman, and It's the World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We're hearing today how Pulse Nightclub was a safe haven for many in Orlando's LGBT community. The club was, as one person put it, where you went to be yourself, to get away from hate, to be free. Many of the victims of yesterday's shootings were young Latinos at Pulse for its Latin night. Rebecca Marquez used to be a regular there when she was a college student in Orlando.
People, you know, when they think of Orlando, they usually think of Disney World, I guess. And it's Orlando is an actual city with actual communities and with a sizable Latino population. So it's kind of a really great way to remind people Latino people are LGBT people at the same time and give that space to really express both aspects of your identity, which kind of gets lost.
Did going to Pulse give you a sense of being more accepted than being in the city at large?
Absolutely. Most queer people would, especially people of color, really do just automatically feel safer in these spaces. And that's what's so beautiful about them. You know, gay bars and gay clubs are more than just a place to drink. This is where we meet. This is where we meet people. This is where you foster a sense of community and kind of grow into yourself and learn from others.
And I gather on a personal level, Pulse was a really important safe zone for you.
Oh, absolutely. That was the first gay club I ever went to. I brought a purse, which if you knew me now, you would just probably laugh right now. I didn't really know how to be me yet. And my friend dragged me there around 18, and I immediately felt welcomed. I immediately felt safe, and I immediately felt like a sense of community there.
Has the thought occurred to you, if this had been another year, another night, it might have been you? I mean, and has that scared you?
That is exactly it. Right now, I'm visiting New York with some friends that I met through Pulse. We went, you know, to a gay club here all together. And the first thought that we all had was, you know, we've been talking about going back to Orlando and doing a trip. And that would have been the gay club we chose for that night. So I think, you know, LGBT people across the United States are feeling that. I don't think it's just unique to us. But of course, it's definitely something that hit really close to home, considering our history with Pulse, and we were all here together. It's something that really does make you feel like, wow, just a year later or another day.
Have you been speaking with friends in Orlando, and what are you hearing from them?
There's a lot of confusion and anger. I just can't imagine what some of my friends are feeling that have lost friends there. You know, but the one thing that is coming out is a lot of love there. And I think that's really important, is that Orlando is more than this. And I hope Pulse can be remembered for more than just the shooting, because it really meant more to a lot of people. A lot of my friends are sharing a lot of pictures from nights that we all spent together. It's a lot of smiling faces. And I think that that's really important to see. You know, just because we have same-sex marriage, that doesn't mean that LGBT people are protected, you know, at the workplace from discrimination. Or, you know, queer people of color and trans women really experience an increased rate of violence. And our safety is not a political talking point. We need to move beyond that and have non-discrimination ordinances that protect LGBT people. We need to protect our vulnerable populations instead of keeping up with this rhetoric that now that there's same-sex marriage, everything's fine. And I think that that's really important.
Rebecca Marquez used to be a regular at Latin Night at Pulse in Orlando. Rebecca, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.